Speaker is Steve C. from San Diego. Please welcome Steve.
Yeah. I'm Steve. I'm an alcoholic. I'm just waiting. Let God come speak to me. Now, well, welcome all newcomers and anyone that's on their last 30 days. Hopefully you hear something that keeps you around much longer. When I came into Alcoholics Anonymous, I'd hit that incomprehensible, pitiful demoralization point. And it took a few months for it to land. So I'll start from the beginning. I grew up here in San Diego. I drank from the time I went into high school as a binge drinker. I drank once a week. That once a week started on Friday night, ended about Sunday morning, and I was a pretty good athlete. I lettered in four sports, and geez, I'm nervous up here. But I was able to maintain. Therefore, I had no clue that my drinking was a problem. I grew up within a household. My parents are still married after 50-something years. They still live in the same house that I grew up in. My dad retired a few years ago after 50 years at his company. So I had a very stable household. I have no trauma that I could blame my alcoholism on. I have no any other emotional or physical damage to me that I can blame it on. I think, for me, I was an alcoholic from the get-go. First time I drank three or four beers, got drunk, and I loved it. So from there on, every time I drank, I went to drink as much as I could, as often as I could, and until I ran out. So that lasted through high school. I got my first DUI at 15. Didn't even have a license, but the funny thing is on that story was I was at a party not drinking because I was supposed to go buy a car the next day to take the driving test with, so somehow I got voted the designated driver to drive everyone back and forth home after they were drinking. And around midnight, the guy's car that I was driving, he's like, "Ah, we're staying the night." I'm like, "Oh, I'm staying the night. Now I can drink." So around 2:30, 3 in the morning, I thought it was time for me to go home in his car, and I ended up in the neighbor's front yard and hit a couple cars. So that didn't give me a red flag. But I finished high school. I had a 3.96 GPA, had a scholarship in football to Montana. So I take off. Now looking back on it, there's my first geographical. I go to Montana, Billings, Montana, playing football up there, still drinking every Saturday night. I can't drink Friday night now because we play football on Saturdays. So, but as soon as I got home after the game, I drank from Saturday night until Monday morning now. Because good thing about college is you don't have to go to class. And being on a full ride scholarship, you really don't have to go to class. As long as you show up to practice. And I made sure I got to practice and kept my scholarship. So got through the college, got my degree. Now I, what am I going to do with myself? My degree was in mathematics, so I figure I was going to do the coach and teaching thing. And to get a job in California, I figured I need to learn Spanish. So I take off to Mexico. So geographic number two. If you've ever lived in Mexico, it's perfect. It's great. If you don't want to stop drinking, head to South. It's great. So I taught high school down in Mexico for 2 years, and I don't know how long I was sober. I drank all the time and partied. It's a great place to be for an alcoholic, and it's cheap. You can't get in trouble unless you have zero money and living on the streets. So all that did was make me deny it more, because I was functioning. I was teaching. I was living the life. I lived what I wanted. I traveled all through Mexico, and amazingly, every time I got pulled over out of there, $100 got me out of it, and didn't get a DUI. So I come back, and I move back to San Diego, and it's like, all right, I'm 26 years old. I got to get my life going, and I get my current career. So finally have a career going good, but I'm still drinking once a week, and it's, you know, now it's back to Friday night, ending on Sunday morning, and I don't see a problem with it, but somehow I'm losing friends, losing girlfriends, being asked to watch my drinking. So I start getting better friends at the bar. I'm maintaining a job, though, so I looked at all those exterior things. You know, friends, losing friends and family, you can always find more, right? But I kept a job. I didn't get in trouble at work. I wasn't getting in trouble with the law. I never spent a night in jail, and I didn't realize what an alcoholic was. But fast forward another now 20 years. I'm 44 years old. I've lost now another girlfriend that was living with me. I lost all my, she took all the furniture, all my furniture after all I did to her. And I'm sitting in my living room with the big screen TV, and I wake up, it's Monday, Tuesday, I don't even remember what day it was, but I'm done. Time has come. My house is empty except for all the beer cans everywhere, literally 1,000 plus. I'm in a lawn chair looking at a 65-inch screen TV, and the night before when I passed out, I thought I had it going on, and I was done. So I call EAP for work. They set me up with an addiction specialist, and I start seeing her a couple times a week. First thing she tells me is, like, you want to get sober, go to AA. She's like, we'll work on everything else in your life in here. And so I start hitting meetings once a week. Wasn't helping. The addiction specialist, God bless her, tells me, hit the meetings like you drank. So I started hitting them. And she gave me a meetings book. It's like, there's hundreds of meetings in San Diego. Hit some that you land with. Because my first meeting I went to, all you guys talk about is God. And there's no way, no how is God going to help me. And she pointed out, don't worry about the God. Don't worry about any religious aspect. Listen to their stories. Listen to see what lands. Because I have zero, as you heard 8 minutes of my story, I have zero drugs in my story. None. I didn't smoke pot, never did anything else. But I have. So if I heard a speaker talking about, anyone sharing about drugs, I was like, I'm not that bad yet. I'm not that bad yet. So thank God. After one of the meetings, I was relapsing the whole time, but I wanted to stop. And someone grabbed me out to the side, and it's like, Steve, you keep coming. You're trying. You're listening, it seems like, but you keep drinking. What you need to do is call me every day. I call him the next day. He's like, all right, hey, read page one of the big book. Next day, read page two. So on and so forth. You see where it's going? And he's like, so within The first week, I've already done steps one and two with them. And the second week, he brings me into, he's a pastor, so I go into this church. We kneel down and do step three. And at that moment, I had that spiritual awakening. And everything, I have not drank from that day forward. And that was July 1st, 2016. And God willing, in 2.5 weeks, I get 2 years. So with that, thank you for keeping me sober tonight.